Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I mean, Jason Munns comes on this podcast. He won't even show his face. Look at this guy. No. Don't know what's going on there. We got some camera issues. But Jason Munns joins us from the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining me here on the podcast today, man. My first question is kind of a big picture question about Mississippi State and Memphis. Why don't these teams play more often? It feels like this is an easy non-conference game for both sets of fans to get to. I know Memphis plays Ole Miss pretty regularly. Why not Mississippi State more often?
You know, I don't know. And to hear Penny Hardaway talk, and honestly, to just look at his schedule. I mean, he's willing to play. It doesn't matter. Memphis is willing to play whoever will agree to play. So if you're buying what he the way he tells it, if it looks like on the surface that it makes sense, then probably Memphis is the one who's willing, if it's not getting done, it's either simply the dates aren't working out, or the non-Memphis side of the equation is the one who's not open to it. I honestly I don't know if that's true, but in this particular case I don't know if that's true, but he goes out of his way to talk about how he'll schedule anybody and everybody simply because he has to, because the American Athletic Conference is as weak as it is. He's got to schedule way up in order to, get to build a resume. And he's done that this year, man, like UConn, Michigan State, Missouri, Clemson, Virginia, both on the road, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. I mean, it's one of the top three, if not the top non-conference strength of schedule in the country this year.
I tell you, I was looking at the Memphis webpage, and I was looking at the schedule, and I stared at it for a good 10 minutes trying to figure out how they were 9-2 and they had lost to North Carolina and Alabama. And then I realized those games were played in October. And right. I was just staring. I was like, when did they play Alabama? Okay. And then I figured it out. So you look at their schedule, like you mentioned, it's very impressive. They have some great wins. I mean, I think that win over Missouri is really a good win. Obviously beating UConn, beating Michigan State. The Arkansas State game stands out like a sore thumb, because not only is it a loss, but it's a bad loss. It's a double-digit loss to a team that's definitely not – going to be an NCAA tournament team or probably contend for one. And it's also a home loss. What happened in that game to get it away from Memphis?
Really, I mean, it all stems from just poor energy and effort. I mean, like, Memphis is talented. And they, like, if you look at that box score, there's no reason that either team should have won by that much or lost by that much. It was a pretty evenly matched game, like on paper, which leads you to believe that one team just didn't show up and or the other team showed way up. Jonesboro is just, I think, an hour and change up the road. And it's the best game on their schedule. And they, this is a narrative that gets spun around Memphis quite a bit, that when Memphis comes to town or when somebody comes to Memphis, like an Arkansas State, like a Louisiana Tech, like an Ohio, some of the non-conference games, some of the bye games that Memphis has had this year, it's those teams' Super Bowl.
Right.
And, to a certain extent, I think that's true. I think Arkansas State wanted that game more than Memphis. And with the way Penny rebuilds his roster almost completely every single season, I think there's something to the fact that it, somewhere in that shuffle, it gets lost on the players how vital games like that are to Memphis. Like, when Memphis slips up, it as you said, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And I think that was also part of it. Like the players just weren't ready to take it seriously that day.
Defensively, Memphis, I mean, we'll just say it, they haven't been great this season. They're giving up 75 points per game. Mississippi State giving up about 67 points per game, but State has had some games where they give up a good number of points. They've kind of been up and down. They have some games where they're really good defensively. They have some games where they're not as good defensively. They're not great defensively. Is this going to be a high scoring game, you think? It feels like both of these teams are really comfortable getting up and down the floor, playing in transition. They both have a lot of options as far as guys who can get the ball in the basket. You think we could see a game that's both teams are getting close to the 80s?
I actually my they make me do a score prediction for every Memphis game, and I did, mine dropped today, and I got Memphis winning 82-81. So the answer is yes. Like, I think it's going to be a high scoring game. I think it's going to be a close game. And I think the only reason I think Memphis wins, or the only reasons I think Memphis will win, is A, because it's at home, and B, Memphis, I looked this up. I dug this up last night. Memphis is 7-0 in their last seven games against power conference teams at FedEx Forum. And that dates all the way back to the last time Memphis lost at home to a power conference team was January of 2020, when Anthony Edwards and Georgia came in here and beat Memphis by 3 points. So, I think there's something to that. Like, Memphis really, really gets up for high profile, high caliber teams, and Mississippi State certainly qualifies as that, just outside the top 25 this week. The second highest team in the net that Memphis will have faced so far, second to just to only to UConn. And I think that FedEx Forum is going to be rocking on Saturday, so I give the slight edge to Memphis. But yes, to that was a long-winded way of saying yes, I agree with you. I think it's going to be high scoring.
One of the stats that stands out to me for both teams is assist to turnover. For State, it's been really good this year. 193 assists, only 98 turnovers. They're coming off a game with Central Michigan where they were 24-5 assist to turnover. They've done a great job of protecting the basketball. Memphis, on the other hand, 141 assists, 153 turnovers. So they're actually in the negative on that one. Feels like that's going to be where this game kind of turns. Is State going to be able to get turnovers on this Memphis team? Why are they not as protective of the basketball as they probably should be?
Everybody gets turnovers on Memphis, and it's been that way every season under Penny Hardaway. It's the way they play. They like to push the pace. Some years are better than others. Some games are better than others. It helps when you have, Penny's had a couple of really good point guards the last few years. Kendrick Davis, a couple of years ago, and Tyrese Hunter this year. But they do tend to get, a little bit carefree with the basketball. And it's you the thing is with Memphis is it's usually in spurts. Like last night in Virginia, they were turning it over just very, very rapidly in the first half. And then in the second half, for like the first 15 minutes of the second half, they only had like two or three turnovers compared to like 10 or 11 in the first half. So yeah, all that being said, I do think that is one aspect of Saturday's game where Mississippi State, on paper, projects to have a very clear advantage. And the fact that Mississippi State takes care of the ball as well as they do also bodes well for Mississippi State. Now, on the flip side of that, Memphis's defense, like from a numbers standpoint, doesn't jump off the page, but their defense last night was the reason they won that game at Virginia. Like, they couldn't press in the first half. Like, Penny's press is actually really, really good, and when he deploys it, strategically, it can turn a game, and it did at Virginia last night. They were down 30-21 at halftime and didn't hardly press at all in the first half because they weren't making shots. They start making shots. Virginia has to start taking the ball out of bounds. and they're able to get into their press, and it completely turned the game. Memphis was able to storm back and take a lead and eventually go on to win that game. So I say all that to say, I'm not sure, and maybe you could say answer this better than I can, but I don't know that Mississippi State has seen a team or a defense like Memphis yet this season. And I do wonder in the kind of environment that I expect it to be on Saturday against the type of defense that Penny likes to play, how they're going to be able to handle it. Now, the trick is you can do that against a team like Virginia that doesn't have a point guard. You can't do that. You're really rolling the dice if you do it against Josh Hubbard.
And the thing with Hubbard, though, is not really a true point guard. You know, he's
Right.
really a two guard who can run the point. That's what State is lacking with Konyae Clary being out with injury, is that they don't have a true point guard, but they do have a lot of guys who can handle the basketball. I would imagine Cam Matthews will be that guy for a lot of it, and he's run a lot of point for State. And so he's so big and physical, it's tough to get him off the ball. But Hubbard can handle Kugel, Melendez, all those guys can bring the ball up the court. So that's one way that State is able to limit the turnovers. They just got a lot of ball handlers who can bring the ball up and work through that press. So that'll be an interesting thing to watch. You mentioned Hubbard. He and PJ Haggerty, these are two of the top scorers in college basketball, guys who can really hit shots from anywhere on the court. Memphis is an outstanding 3-point shooting team, 42% from the behind the 3-point line. If Memphis limits Hubbard, I can tell you who has to step up for State. So I'll ask you that question for Memphis. If Haggerty is being able to be limited by Mississippi State, who has to step up for the Tigers?
Well, the biggest reason why Memphis is where it is so far, 9-2, ranked 22nd or 21st in the country in the AP top 25. The reason why they are where they are is because it's not just PJ Haggerty.
Right.
Tyrese Hunter is, before the Virginia game, Tyrese Hunter was, I think, sixth or eighth or something in the country in 3-point field goal percentage, and third in the country among players with at least 63 point attempts.
49% from 3-point range. I mean, that's a silly statistic. He shoots better from three than he does from the field.
Yeah, he started his career at Iowa State, where he was a Big 12 Freshman of the Year, then went to Texas and played 2 years there. He's 6-3 all time in March. In the NCAA tournament, like he is a really, really, really good. Like they're 1A and 1B in Memphis's backcourt. Oh, by the way, you've got Kobe Rogers, who's also, before last night, he was top 50 in the country in 3-point field goal percentage. He's a career 40% 3-point shooter. And this is not a guy who's only been playing for like 2 seasons. He's played 4 seasons before this year, and this is his 1, 2, 3, fourth different school. So like he has been very, very good. So yeah, if PJ, if Mississippi State is able to limit PJ Haggerty, then it's gonna be it's gonna be Tyrese Hunter or Colby Rogers or maybe even Dane Danger. He's come on strong of late. Their big man, their five, former Illinois big man. So they got a lot of weapons. They don't have a ton of depth, but they do have a lot of weapons. And yeah, just the other day in Memphis's win against Clemson, Clemson limited PJ Haggerty to 12 points. Only problem was Colby Rogers scored 20, or Tyrese Hunter scored 23, and Colby Rogers scored 22. So yeah, they got guys who can step up. It's just they're just a little bit shallow on depth.
It's kind of the same thing with State. You know, look at the game against Central Michigan. Hubbard only had 11, and he shot 4 of 15 from the field. But Michael Nwoko has 18, and Claudell Harris has 19. So both of these teams have got a lot of scoring options. I think this is going to be a really good, exciting basketball game. We'll see if that score line you predicted holds up. Yeah, it'll definitely be a treat for those of us in attendance, and of course, the national television audience. Jason Munns, Memphis Commercial Appeal, covers the Tigers. See you on Saturday in the FedEx Forum, man. Thanks so much for your time.
I look forward to it, Brian. Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.